Echo of Horror.
Hey, Victoria. I'm tired of being poor, aren't you?
Sure, but money doesn't grow on trees.
Unfortunately. But I heard some fellas down at the docks talking about how they're going to get rich or die trying.
That'd be a trick for me.
Anyway, there are companies out west digging for gold, and everybody is making bank because it's apparently just laying around all over.
You're talking about mining, Willa. That's a lot of digging. Hard work.
True. But you know it'd be easy for us, what with our superhuman strength and all.
Would they even hire women, though?
I reckon they wouldn't much care, so long as we can dig with the best of them.
Fair enough. You know I can't be in the sun, though. Won't they ask questions?
Perhaps. And I doubt the folks running the show on the frontier are going to be learned men, so they'll just have to take our word for it that you've got, medical condition.
Sounds like you've got it all figured out, then.
I think it could be a fun jaunt. It's quite boring around here lately.
Indeed. And I could stand to get some newer flavours than the same stock as what we sailed over here with.
Excellent. I'll arrange for train tickets tomorrow morning. We've weeks until the full moon, so we'll be there in plenty of time.
And you'll pack the blackout curtains and the tacks as usual?
Of course. Can't have you getting a sunburn, now can we?
Oh, ha ha. I wish trains could leave after dark. This is miserable.
Look, we're keeping you covered and in the shade as much as we can. That parasol is even thicker than your veil and gloves.
Mummy, what's wrong with that lady?
What? Oh, it looks like she's an albino, darling. It's rude to stare. Come along now.
What's an albino?
I'll explain later. Hush now.
Is that kid going to be on our train? I could use a snack, and he's so fresh.
You know better than that. No shenanigans when we're somewhere without a quick escape option.
Fine. I can't wait till we get there. The Wild West should be a smorgasbord of new cuisines. I hear they've sent scores of Chinese workers out to build the railroads.
Yum indeed. Oh, it looks like they're boarding now. Come on, remember to cough periodically. If people think you're sick, we'll have more room to be comfortable.
Duly noted. Oh, the pain.
That's what I'm talking about.
That we're finally off that sardine can you call a train. Just smell that fresh night air. I forgot how quickly humanity can stink up a place.
I'm glad you're refreshed because I'm exhausted. Someone had to stay up to keep track of everything during daylight hours.
Yes, yes. And you're greatly appreciated for your sacrifice. Now, let's find some place to stay and get some privacy.
I reckon we could follow the folks who got off same as we did. There's bound to be a tavern here.
A boarding house would be a better option if we can't find a flat to ourselves right away.
Well, until we can find the post office or general store to inquire about those lodgings, an inn will have to do. Let's trudge along.
Oh, give me the trunk. I'll handle it since you're so tired. Oh, look there. There are quite a few people going in and out of that building. I wonder if that's the tavern.
I can hear music through the windows, and it looks like it's got lots of rooms.
But Here, I'll ask this gentleman who just left there. Excuse me, sir.
What's that?
Pardon me for interrupting your late-night constitutional, but could you tell me if there may still be rooms for rent over there?
Rooms for rent? Hang on. You girls come creeping into town in the dead of night, and you want to rent rooms there? You don't mess about, do you? Yeah, bold as brass you are.
Bold? I'm not sure I understand you, sir. Whatever can you mean?
Well, I mean, just coming right out and saying you're women of the night.
Bite your vile tongue! How dare you insult our virtue!
What? What are you saying? What's he saying?
He thinks we're prostitutes.
Hey, now wait a minute. We're here to find gold, mister, and we're trying to find a tavern or boarding house.
A likely story. Tell me, do you trollops offer a doubles act?
Get your grubby hands off of me.
Don't you dare lay a finger on my friend again or I'll bite it off. You're lucky the moon is waning right now. I'm not a harlot, you pathetic excuse for a man, but if I wanted to, I could so make you howl.
Oh, bravo, Willa. I see what you did there. That was clever. I think he's got the point now. You may release him.
Unless you want a drink.
I'd end up sloppy drunk off of this one. As much alcohol is in his veins right now. No, thank you.
Fair enough. As for you, you wretched filth, if I catch you maligning us again, you'll regret it. Understand?
I dare say he'll run the other way if he sees you in the daylight. Put him down before he drips piss on your hem.
Gross. Oh. Oops. Didn't mean to knock him out cold.
Leave him. Let's find the tavern already. This place is creeping up higher on my shit list by the minute.
No kidding. I'd search his pockets for cash, and I don't want to soil my gloves. Thank you for meeting with us, sir. We've not been in town long, and we're excited about the prospect of, well, prospecting.
You know, when Barney told me there were two ladies wanting to talk to me, I thought he was pulling my leg. But here you are, plain as day.
Unfortunately.
And I can't help but wonder what you're on about.
Well, like I said, we're looking for work.
You do know this is a mining operation, yeah?
We do. And we believe that we could all enter into a mutually beneficial arrangement.
You believe so, Missy?
Sir, let's cut to the chase. My friend and I would be able to bring in more product than any man you have on your team.
I doubt that. You're so pale. You look like a puff of wind could knock you right over.
Appearances are deceiving. She may have an allergy to sunlight, but as long as she's able to work after sundown, she can match any man's stamina. And if she's allowed to work overnight, and I work during the day, you can have double the extra by hiring us right now.
Really, sir? You have nothing to lose by letting us prove our skills. What do you say to a demonstration later tonight? We could be back at, say, 8:30 and show you what we can do.
You lasses aren't kidding. All right, color me curious. I'll have Barney tell Walt to come back tonight for this challenge. Both of you and him can work for an hour, and we'll see who makes out the best.
And if we win, you'll hire us?
If you manage to beat Walt, I'd be happy to have you.
We'll be here. Do we have it on your honor as a gentleman and a businessman that there won't be any funny business?
Hey, shake on it?
Certainly.
Of course.
By golly, your hand is like a block of ice, even through those gloves.
It's an unfortunate effect of my condition. It's not contagious.
At least not accidentally.
So be it, ladies. We'll meet back here tonight at 8:30.
And may the best miners win.
Hurry up. I don't want to be late.
You're testy when you're hungry. Did you know that?
Yes, well, it's only going to get worse after we do all this manual labour.
We'll find something to tide you over afterward.
Ah, welcome back, ladies. Seems a few of the other lads wanted to witness this test of strength. You've met Barney. This is Walt. And here are Linny, Patrick, and Danny Boy.
Hello there, boys. Looking forward to working with you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
You're quite confident, aren't you?
Indeed we are.
Follow me, and we'll go over the instructions.
Sorry, Walt, but they're agreeing to this.
Go on, yeah! Yeah!
Come on, Walt!
Time's up!
I'm not even gonna bother measuring. It's obvious you both blew right past Walt.
So are we hired?
Hired? Yeah. You can start tomorrow. I never would have thought. And you're not even winded. There's not a drop of sweat on you, and you're still as white as ever.
Yes, well, my condition.
Come on, Walt. Let's go get a drink. Drown your sorrows a bit.
Hey, boss. Can't you be on my crew?
Actually, boss, we don't much care whose crew we're on, but we do have some stipulations.
Fine. Come on back to the office, and Barney will draw up your contracts.
Fair enough, then. Barney, about those contracts.
What I wouldn't give for a drink, too.
Begging your pardon, miss, but I'd be tickled to take you down to the pub as well.
Danny boy, isn't it?
Yes'm.
We don't have to go all the way down to the pub. Come, let's step into the shadows here.
Yes'm. Such pretty skin you have. Like fine china.
Yes. You feel how smooth my cheek is against yours, don't you?
So soft and cool.
Just focus on that, Danny boy.
I'm not sure where she went, Barney. Oh!
Danny boy? Miss? Is everything all right?
Everything's fine.
Is that blood?
Blood? Oh, blood. Oh, no, Victoria. There's blood in your mouth and on your handkerchief. Did you have another coughing fit?
Oh. Yes, I did. Sunny boy here was ever so kindly checking on me.
But why blood?
We mentioned her medical condition. She not only has an allergy to the sun, but she's got consumption.
That's right. All the more reason for me to work away from the others. Wouldn't want to spread that around.
Right. Of course. Well, we've got your contract drawn up, miss. Boss needs you to come sign it.
Certainly. Danny boy was just going to leave to find his friends and have a drink, weren't you?
Yes'm. Can I go find Walt and have a drink?
Good lad. Come along, Willa. Did you make sure to request your 3 days off each month?
I did. Once I told him it was part of my religion to observe the lunar cycle and not work during the full moon phase, boss told Barney to keep track on the calendar. Seems he's big into freedom of religion.
Ah, yes, well, it is the promise of America, isn't it? The whole reason we all cross the pond.
This is the life, Victoria. Nothing beats having your own place, plenty of cash to do whatever you want, and even respect from some good old boys. Aren't you glad we came up west all those months ago?
Quite so. It's been rather an impressive run to get so comfortable so fast. I've enjoyed being boss's favourites too. He's become like a jolly uncle at this point. Oh, speaking of, he wants us to come in for a meeting tonight.
No, what about?
I haven't the slightest. He seemed pretty preoccupied, though.
Well, he can't be upset with us. We're making the most money.
True. Just don't forget to be ready in time. I'll need to find a snack afterward. A Chinese ramen didn't last me long. I'm always hungry like an hour later.
Ladies! Come in, come in. Have a seat.
Hello, boss. Nice night for it.
Evening.
I've got some important news to share, girls. I've been suspecting for a while now that this mine was all but played out, and the last few weeks have proved it. Even with all the extra work you two do, we're just not finding gold like we used to.
What do you need us to do? Is there another mine we can work at?
Right. A different location?
As a matter of fact, there is. We're pretty excited about it, too. It's a fair bit further away, through the desert. But there's an oasis there that's being built up real nice. I'm sure you could find a place just as good as your current home out there.
Sounds intriguing. When are you planning to make the switch?
It shouldn't take much for us to pack up.
We're having workers head out as early as this week to get their lodging set up, so we can have our crews ready to dig into the new mine.
Do you plan to keep the crews the same?
I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? How much gold do you think is in this new location?
Aha! That's just it. We're not getting gold out of this load.
We're not?
Then what on earth are we getting?
The next best thing. Especially when there's as much as there is of it there. Silver!
You've been listening to Gold Rush Gals, written by Nicole Tomte for Akadeka Ganagon Theater Works' 2024 season of Echoes of Horror, produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Music by Charles Shomo and Dvir Silver of Pixabay. Sound design and additional music by Chris Honeywell. Performed by the Akadeka Ganagon Theater Works. Tori Wright was Victoria. Teresa Burnside was Willa. Femi London was Harried Mom. Casey Boudinot was Kid. Chris Honeywell was John. Charlie Niemeyer was Boss. Eugene R. Hendricks was Barney. Tim Price was Lenny. Thomas DJ was Walt. Luke Giaconetti was Patrick. David Ellis was Danny Boy. Please contact us at 8twinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation at the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at 8twtheater.blogspot.com. Tune in next time for more of 8TW's celebration of everything macabre, supernatural, creepy, and just plain unsettling in more Echoes of Horror. Thank you for listening, and good night.